case.
Have a nice day.
Case 11. 22-348. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Detective Hulchuk. I'm representing Weathersfield Police Department, Chief Rafael Medina.
And can you spell your last name, Detective?
H-I-L-C-H-U-K.
And would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. I am representing Weathersfield Police Department for a pistol permit denial for the appellant. The application was denied on suitability of two incidents that I will be discussing.
Okay, ma'am, would you like to make an opening statement?
No.
Okay.
And you're going to have to try hard for a big voice.
Okay.
Yes, the theme of the day. All right, Detective, you may proceed with your case.
I'd like it to be noted that I did not complete this background check, this pistol permit. I was not a detective at the time. The detective actually retired, and we did not have a chief of police at the time. We had a superintendent. They were the two individuals that denied this pistol permit. So I really don't have any involvement until today.
You still sort of own it, so.
Yep, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Thomas Davarin was the superintendent of the police. He stated the following on 9/18/20. Well, first off, the applicant applied on 5/3/21 and was denied on 10/4/21. And Thomas Davarin stated on 9/18/2020, the applicant engaged another person over a parking dispute, which accelerated from verbal to near physical violence when they threw hot water on the other party's car. And then on 12/11/2020, the applicant was investigated by DCF after a school referral concerning family discipline matter that were concerning to all involved.
Yeah, so what's the detail?
So the dispute, it appeared, was over a parking space where the applicant threw a glass of hot water on the complainant. There were no arrests. They were advised and I'm sent on their way.
Was the water on the complainant or on the car?
On the car. And the second incident is a little bit more in depth. It was about a juvenile child where they stated some concerning statements and a somewhat diary on the laptop. And it had statements about my parents abuse me, when they will hurt me more, give me more pain, make a mistake, get a fierce retaliation, people keep hurting me, my parents hit me a lot, I want to beat the crap out of them like they do to me. I'll beat them like they have done to me. Other quotes are, being pushed to the floor while your abusers advance on you while hitting you with stuff and shoving a dirty shoe up your mouth, or like kneeling on hard concrete while having your abusers hit you. One comment from the juvenile was, my parents realized that I have a voice now, that I can pull the trigger, and they would get investigated. So DCF was involved. They found that the juvenile had believed 90% of the issue was mental health and 10% was possibly related to abnormal discipline and punishment. I believe the applicant stated that she did use discipline where she hit him with a stick but never left a mark. This was confirmed by DCF as well. During their investigation, there were no charges or further investigation with DCF. Case was closed 12/14/2020. We since have had no issues, incidents with the
ma'am, do you have any questions for the detective based on what he just testified to?
I don't have any question, but I just want to say about...
Well, we'll get to you in a second, okay? Just questions right now. Does the board have questions, Colonel?
I just have one. Also in the report, the DCF report, 6 of 6, that's right there.
Yes, sir.
Starting in the first full paragraph regarding the other two children.
Yes.
You know, isn't it correct that you know they didn't report any abuse, have not witnessed any abuse toward?
Correct.
The other one. Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
And they didn't see any evidence of anything illegal occurred. DCF didn't have any plans to pull those children.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's what's been.
And lack of evidence and the findings and information from the DCF caseworker, they don't believe probable cause to exist.
That's correct, sir.
I just wanted to get the whole thing on the record.
Absolutely.
Any questions, Chief?
I think I have this right. The report was initially made on 12/11/2020. It was cut off.
Yes.
Okay. And it was closed on the 14th?
Yes, sir.
3 days later?
Yes, sir.
Any questions? Any other witnesses, Detective?
No, sir. No, ma'am.
Whatever. Rest of them are guys. Ma'am, what would you like us to know?
I just let you know that, always know that I am so simple life. I came to Asian country, and my country is kind of like, want the kid be better and better every day. And we did. And then like nailed down until they know what they doing wrong, and then that's it. That my point. So I have a lot of call from school like almost every week for one of my child. But he kind of tough to deal with, and I am married. I have 4 kids. I married like 28 years. And one of the kids, the little one, he born early. So he got a little problem with his little child. That's why I have to work hard for him. But another child be fine, like 3 of them, it's okay. They grow up well, they in college right now. So the little one now, he in high school. He like coming senior year. But we have a tough time with him. He like always fight. Everything we do little wrong for with him. But doesn't matter what, I just want the best for his life. And the hot water thing is, I have my business. I live in the corner trees. So I enjoy my business, and I try to like clean up the property, like every day, go around, clean up trash, because the corner, I got a lot of trash, you know, like Dunkin' Donuts, Burger King, whatever. I go and pick up every day. I lived there 17 years. I have a lot of, like, somebody broken car, they ask me for parking, I let them do it overnight, whatever. Dog, trash pack, whatever. But one day, usually I wake up at 6, you know, cooking, prepare for kids, school, and clean up around the house. And I saw in my parking, got a car. And I said, that's okay, it's still early, only 6 o'clock. Maybe by the time my business is open, she be moved. And By the time my business opened, 9 o'clock, she's still not moving. And she parked in the middle of nowhere. Like, in jam, nobody can come in, nobody can come out. And I tell her, I go and knock her car. I say, can you park on the line that we already assigned for you? I don't mind you park here, but just park in the line. And she moved her car a little bit out the way, but it's still right in the middle. And I have a, because I've been to the business, I have 30 customers, the appointment back to back. So my customer called me saying, hey, Tweety, I can't get into your driveway because somebody parked right there. And I go out again. I tell her, can you park closer to here? She give me a middle finger to me. And she talked to me like, shut up, none of your business. But I can't even hear her, but I know her mouth talking. And see, the window is still closed. And I just say, park right here. I do sign language to her. And she say, get the hell up. Like, she talking like, not my business. And then she move a little bit. And then my customer able to get in. But it's still not in the middle of nowhere. And when I finish her, she have to back up and get out. And another customer come in, but she can't back up because she parked right in the middle. And then I got water in my hand. I drinking my water, in the morning, I drink water. And I tell her, can you please move? She not even move and she yell at me. And then I got my water, I splat on her car. And then she got mad. She go out, she check her car, what wrong with her car, because now her car went wet. Like a little wheel, I let in the wheel thing because it's just a little lap. And then she called the police, and police coming, and police asked her question, a lot of questions, I don't know. But police asked me only 2 questions, why I do that? I do anything is wrong, I say. And then after a while, the police talked to the customer, and the customer know everything, and after a while, the police give me, ask me, what do I want? And they say, I don't want her to park right here. Because park since 6 o'clock and still 10 o'clock. But I tell her, move, she's not moving. And I don't know, according to the customer, she said that the police give her the ticket, not around my property no more. That's about it. So about the child, you know, every child has problem.
I didn't. I'm joking.
Maybe you are.
No, I know.
So that's about it. And then now 2 of my kids get in college, only one home. I feel interested to apply for the gun permit. That's about it. Thank you very much for hearing me.
Detective, do you have questions?
I do not.
A supportive question, Colonel.
How long have you lived in Weathersfield?
I live in, for real, I live in Weathersfield since 2004 or 2005.
So quite a while.
Yeah.
Ian, how long have you owned your business?
Basically, I own my business in 28 years.
You've owned it for 28 years? How long have you?
No, I live in there only 16 years. Mm-hmm. But I have a business somewhere else in 12 years.
Okay.
And right now I still own my business.
Yeah, and you own that same business?
No, the reason why I got the house because my kids are little.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got the little one. That's why I moved my business to the house in order I work in and
yep.
babysit.
So, but how long have you owned your, how long have you done the nail salon business?
28 years.
28 years. Yep. And has it always been in Weathersfield?
No. 12 years in East Hartford and 2 years in New England.
Okay.
And only 16, 17 years in that house, particularly that house. I just sold that house because the kids grow up and got into college, and I don't need to be babysitter no more, so I give up that home because too much work.
Do you still live in Weathersfield?
I still okay. live in Liverpool, but like 2 blocks away from me.
Okay.
Other question? Yeah.
Okay. Before I came on this board, I was chairman of something called Project Child Safe, and it's what the firearms industry put together to make sure that children in the home don't have access to guns, because you can see how terrible things can happen. Mm-hmm. It sounds like your youngest son, from what you're describing, he has some serious issues mm-hmm. about violence and bad thoughts and things like that. And if you get a permit, you have to really, really, really be careful to make sure that gun is always secure and he does not have access to that. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand that, because yeah. Even though you may be and are, it seems, a perfectly reasonable, responsible person, he has issues. And so you have to promise the board mm-hmm. that you really will be very, very careful with that.
I already have this in, mm-hmm. so good. I will, whatever. But he really soon, right now he, like in the past 2 years, mm-hmm. we really closer to him because all the 3 kids out of the house.
Okay.
So he really friendly now. He seemed to be grow up and more responsibility. And we just make, so when he good, we just got him to get the driving permit mm-hmm. last month. Because he got better. Mm-hmm. And we try to train him, like if you good, I teach you driving. So because my husband, he in the army too, and he work with the judicial mm-hmm. branch, and he know a lot about the law and the rule. Mm-hmm. And he got like every year he have to go for training for yeah. kids and mm-hmm. whatever, you know, the mm-hmm. government or the Connecticut required.
Yeah.
So we do okay. that.
Okay, well, make sure you use that safe if you yes. get your permit. Okay, thank you.
Did you ever consider calling the police on this annoying parking lady in your parking lot?
No, I don't call. She called.
No, but did it, I mean, she was parked in
no,
the middle.
No, because my parking is really big. If she parked in 2 spots, yeah. I'm still okay.
Yeah.
Because I got 8 parking and my shop is only 2 people working,
yeah.
so usually only 2 cars back and
yeah.
forth. And I let a lot of people park in, like accidentally, car broken,
yeah.
everything. I said, come here, park here.
So no, I get that. Spot. It just seemed like she was causing a big problem for you.
I don't know. I don't think she from Connecticut though. She from somewhere else. She don't have anywhere to park in. And I tell her, park right here, I don't need that spot.
Yeah.
But she don't listen. She keep your finger to me. I say, yeah? You don't think I got that finger?
Yeah. That's great.
But we didn't yeah. fight at yeah, the time because no. I got the customer
I
waiting.
Understand your frustration. I was just, I mean, you got frustrated enough to throw water on her car, which I understand. I do. But did it occur that maybe you could have called the police to have them come in and deal with somebody who was clearly not right?
No, I in that situation mm-hmm. I'm really busy because the customer mm. waiting for me.
Yeah.
I have to go in
yeah.
and do the nail and get out.
Right.
And that problem I don't think is have because she a dope
yeah.
and she driving and she's supposed to know. If she not, and then I tell
well,
her
she's
two
supposed
times.
To know, but she...
but I did tell me 3 times,
yeah.
but she not listen
no,
to me.
No,
I have no idea.
I understand. My concern really is if you're dealing with somebody like that who's parked in the middle and she's not really cooperating and she's yelling at you and she's using the wrong finger, you throw water on her car, she might have a gun. I would worry about your safety in that instance, so... Just a question, you know, the police are there for those situations, and I'm glad she got the ticket.
You are right, but the thing is, I have the customer right there,
no,
too,
I understand. Okay,
know
so you were just very
so,
busy.
Yeah, I
okay.
said, maybe that's about it, maybe she adult, and really, I have to go tell her 4 times.
Yeah.
She still, and she called the police on me.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
Well, it worked out in your favor, it sounds like. Other questions? Ma'am, do you have any other witnesses?
Witness, I have customer
But do you have anybody here? Nobody here.
But if they need it, so because we, I've been to Billy so long.
No, yeah, we're all just doing this right now, so if you don't have anybody else.
Back to back though.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
Closing?
Just a brief synopsis of what you'd like us to know. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
I mean, like, if I happy to get the permit, but I'm not sure I going to get the gun. But I just, like, want to get the permit for, like, okay, I get it. So, yeah, that's about it. That I want, because really, with me, it's I born to Asian, so it's not, like, I don't know. But I feel like that interesting to me. That's about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Make me happy.
Detective, would you like to make a closing statement?
I do not. I'm just providing the facts.
Have you changed your mind? So you still want us to?
Oh no! I will say this: if I do the pistol permits now, had I gotten her application, I would not have denied her.
Okay. Brief factual?
So denial by the Weathersfield PD based on suitability, based on two incidents. One was an altercation, was an illegal parking issue at the appellant's place of business. The second was a DCF investigation in which there was no probable cause for an arrest or removal of children or anything like that. End of note, the detective that is now in charge of Weathersfield Police Department's pistol permit process that if he had received this application, he would have approved it.
Comments? Seeing none. Attorney Cinetti.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturk.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig. Chair votes appellant. Thank you both.
That means you won.
That means you won.
And I'm sure the detective will help you out on